In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This Mass is being offered for you. For you in particular. Today, we begin our retreat. It's good to see you all here. Most of you even made it on time, which is also great. It's also great. You doing all right there, Ronnie? It's all right. You'll do better in just a little bit. Do better in just a little bit. Good to see you too, Dylan. Yeah. Good to have you. Are we all out of school right now? School is totally done. So this is just fun times. Nothing is hanging over your heads, any assignments left to do. So that means that we can just be at peace here. The summer has begun, and so has the opportunity for you to focus on just one thing alone. And that's for what God is going to do for you just over a fortnight from now. In a short time, in just a little while longer, you are going to receive the power of the Holy Spirit upon you in a way like you've never received Him before. What is going to happen as you've done in going through your exams is to know that what happens here is that in confirmation is that you are going to be overshadowed with the Holy Spirit in such a mighty way that it will perfect or complete all the work that was begun in you at your baptism. Those graces that were promised to you there, the things that renewed you and set you forth into the spiritual life, are going to come to not a completion, but to a deeper perfection. To a deeper perfection that you can go on from this point to truly be all the more who you are. It speaks about something here within the scriptures, and I don't know if you recognized it when Gianna gave you it as the reading, but Gianna said these words from the gospel. Rather, she said these words from the first reading. She didn't read the gospel, did she? Good job on not reading the gospel. It says here, there it is. It is the decision of the Holy Spirit and of us. Does anybody know what or who is the Holy Spirit? It's not Jesus, so it's not Jesus himself, right? Who is the Holy Spirit? What is the Holy Spirit? Not a bad guess. Not a bad guess. They are related. They are related. Do you know, Chelsea, what the Holy Spirit is? What about you, Jayla? You're bugging her. No? You're just bugging. Well, the Holy Spirit does that too. And the Holy Spirit bugs you. The Holy Spirit bugs you from time to time, nudges you, and urges you in many ways. But the Holy Spirit is one of the parts of the Holy Trinity. You know this. You learned this before you were in grade school, or maybe just when you were in there, when you were learning the first lessons about the faith. We believe that our God is one God in three divine persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is the love that exists between the Father and the Son. That is why when we make the sign of the cross, we do the Father, the Son, and then the Holy Spirit in between. In between, going from right to left, flowing from, in truth, from between the Father and the Holy Spirit, that is the love of God poured out for you and me. And so here, the Holy Spirit makes a decision. I want to share with you something here that none of you are here by accident. This is not an incidental thing that you happen to be here on this particular Friday in May in the year 2022 of our Lord. You're here for a reason. It was decided by God himself, a decision made by the Holy Spirit, that he would draw you here in this particular day at this particular time. That's what God has brought you here for, so that something may be accomplished in you, so that these moments, just before you were to receive his Spirit, you can have re-education in what this relationship is supposed to be about. Joanne and your leaders are going to speak to you more about this as the weekend rolls on, about what the Holy Spirit is going to do in your life. But the Holy Spirit decided, made a decision that you would be here and what the graces that he would give you would be present here at this time. It speaks about it here. And what you should be making your whole retreat about is this. Danny gave us some powerful words that we repeated over and over again, some of us weakly, meaning not strongly. But what do you remember what you were leading us to say as the response over and over again? No, you need to pay attention to them, right? The Word of God is powerful, isn't it? It is life-changing. The first lines of that psalm that we read here was, "My heart is steadfast, O Lord, my heart is steadfast." I want to give it to you in the way that we pray it as priests. It's a slightly different translation than that. You doing all right, Jaylee? Doing all right? Okay. Keep your focus here for just a moment longer. My heart is ready, O Lord. My heart is ready. And that is the very thing that you should be saying the whole of this retreat, if it's going to have an effect in your life. Lots of things are going on in your mind right now. Lots of distractions are presenting themselves to you. You're having a tough time. It's the beginning of a retreat. It's always the same way. Remember those of you who went with us to Steubenville. How many of you did that? My blessed ones. Yeah. Jaylee, you didn't go to Steubenville either, right? No, you went to Steubenville. Yeah. And at the beginning, there were lots of distractions, weren't there? We were on the bus ride and all those first couple of days that we were there. There were lots of things that were going on. But then it came to something toward the middle of it and toward the end that grabbed your attention. You said that there was something that changed that happened in you. Something that powerfully happened at that time. And so that you can be disposed to receive whatever it is that God wants you to. I have no idea what Cadence, what God wants to do with you this weekend. I don't. I don't know what he wants to make alive in you another way or to it. He has something for you. He has something specifically here for you. And even though it may be hard to see a scoop in you on what might be in store for you during this time, God has something for you. And if you want to see that something changed within you, if you want to allow something to be different within your life, if you really want to receive the graces that are going to be offered to you here at your confirmation and to be ready for them now, to make that prayer yours. It's one of the most simple prayers you can pray. Say, "My heart is ready, O God. My heart is ready. Okay, God, I don't know what you want." I say this often in my own prayer. God, I don't know what you want for me today. There's all sorts of things that are going on in my life, in my world. Lots of people who are pulling on me in every different direction. But God, whatever you want, My heart is ready, or at least my heart really isn't ready, God, but I want it to be ready. I want it to be ready for whatever it is that you want me to be ready for. And if you make that a prayer, a meditation that you take in into various moments as you enter into each one of these exercises that we do, these various opportunities that we have to delve more deeply into the faith and the exercises that we do, to say, my heart is ready, oh God, my heart is ready. Whatever it is that you want, oh Lord, if you want to say something, I'm at least willing to give you a hearing. To repeat that over and over again within your heart. And what you'll find is that just by doing so, that your heart actually does become open to receive a message from God. If you don't receive anything from God this weekend, you have nobody to blame but yourself in whatever resistance you put to him. Because God wills to do something. The Holy Spirit has desired to do something. He has decided to do something. And all you have to do is something as simple as say, okay, God, my heart is ready. If you exist, if you're real, if you really are here, if you can get beyond all those things that I've done this past year that maybe certainly were not pleasing to you, the ways in which I've fallen away and not paid attention to what I'm supposed to be doing, Lord, if you can do it, my heart is ready. My heart is ready. I'm willing to let you do something in me. I'm not sure what that is, but my heart wills to be ready. If you make that a prayer that goes over and over repetitively within your soul, you will see something. Because just as I shared with the students last year, as we do each and every year, as we spoke about even before we went on to Steubenville, if you remember, I said the same things to you there. That the attitude with which you enter into this retreat, the attitude will determine that you enter into this retreat will determine the amplitude of what the heights and the depths of what God is able to bring you through during this time. You have a low expectation of what God can do, well, then you're limiting God and what he's able to do. Because he only works with those who open themselves up to him. He doesn't force himself on anyone. But if you come in with an expectation saying, God, whatever it is that you want, that's what I want to want at least, then that opening that you bring within your soul will determine the amplitude of what God is able to do with you, not just today, but each and every day with your life. So I want you to join me in praying this prayer. We're going to pray probably 10 times together as a meditative exercise. Do you remember that phrase, Desiree? No, because you weren't paying attention. Okay. Do you remember the phrase? We'll say it together. Say it together. My heart is ready, O God. My heart is ready. Say it with me this time. My heart is ready, O God. My heart is ready. Say it a third time. My heart is ready, O God. My heart is ready. My heart is ready, O God. My heart is ready. My heart is ready, O God. My heart is ready. My heart is ready, O God. My heart is ready. My heart is ready, O God. My heart is ready. My heart is ready, O God. My heart is ready. My heart is ready, O God. My heart is ready. Lord God, you know the work that you have desired to work upon these, your sons and daughters you brought here. Lord, I ask that you would break down upon them, to break through their everydayness, to open them in such a way that they may hear your voice in a new and more profound way. Lord, you know what your plans and your desires are for them. Give them the grace to be ready to receive it. We ask this through Christ our Lord, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.